right. Good morning, church. Today, Sarah and I have the honor of bringing y'all to the foot of the cross and just sharing our communion. And today, we'll both be sharing what the cross means to us personally. And so, I'll start. And so, I'm going to read 1 Chronicles 16:11. And that reads, look to the Lord and his strength, seek his face always. And this scripture personally resonates with the communion most to me. And it just, because it brings me to the cross every single time that I read it. Because whenever I'm like at a low point, whether it be in sin, my emotions or circumstances, 1 Chronicles 16:11 reminds me of Jesus's love for me and God's amazing strength that never fails to lift me out of my low points. The same way Jesus was tortured, then died, and finally resurrected, I have my trials and hardships, then I break down, and finally God lifts me up and dusts me off. The hardship that opened my eyes to Jesus and his sacrifice and how everything is about him and not us is when I went through my like career-ending injury and track. Before my injury, I was living a life that put myself above. Put myself above all, and the benefits I now reap from Jesus' sacrifice were relevant to me. Because my abilities in running and the benefits I reap outweighed Jesus by a lot. But when I was brought to a place where I could barely walk without falling over, nonetheless run again, who picked me up and healed me? God did. As hard as the pill was to swallow and realize, God brought me back to my feet. And it hit me that I wasn't the best thing to live for. God and Jesus were. That's why I partake in communion every Sunday to remember God and his strength and seek his face. Finally, and most importantly, to remember Jesus' sacrifice.
Good morning. I think when I think of the cross, the scripture comes to mind. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world, to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which has freely given us in the one he loves. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that's lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding, which is Ephesians 1:4-8. And this scripture reminds me of what the cross, because it's like without Jesus' sacrifice, I wouldn't be allowed to be known as his daughter today. Without the sacrifice, I wouldn't be allowed to be adopted into his family and find my place and identity in this world. And mostly it hits home with me more because I really love the scripture, so I always like tear up. Because when I was a baby, I was adopted into like the family I live with now, and I was constantly trying to like change myself to like fit like this identity because I didn't know where I came from and I didn't know who like my parents were. So I was constantly trying to like change myself like every grade level. I think I became a new person, and it wasn't until like studying out the cross that it helped me realize that like without Jesus' sacrifice, I wouldn't have the opportunity to know him, to be adopted and a part of his family, and get the opportunity to be forgiven by him. Jesus' sacrifice reminds me that I never have to try to fake or feel rejected ever again. And that really hits home with me because when I was in high school, I tried to like contact my biological mom, and like she just didn't want to be a part of my life. She didn't really want any part of me, and that really hurt like a lot. But like with this scripture, it reminds me that like I never have to face that rejection ever alone, because we get to like be at his feet. We get to be known as like God's children. And like I never have to feel those hurtful emotions that I felt. And like the scripture reminds me that even though like she might not accept me, that there's someone who loves me more than like she could or anyone could ever. Because of Jesus' sacrifice, it allows God to be our father and us to be his children. And I love how Paul states that God predestined our time and at the right moment called us to be his child. And that really hits home because like, my parents could have adopted me like years later. Like, it didn't have to be like April 1998. Like, it could have been like, who knows, like January 2019. Like, who really knows like when that time was? But like, that's how God does. Like, He predestined all of our times to be called His children. And it just makes me really grateful for Jesus and His sacrifice and like what it allowed me to become.
All right, and all right, so we'll be having communion at the tables, and if you cannot get to the tables, you can raise one of your hands, and one of the ushers will bring the communion to you, and now we're going to pray for you.